tonight. That was really good. All right, it's Ian Green here tonight at Houston High School for this semifinal matchup between your Thayer Bobcats and the Licking Wildcats. Winner moves on to the championship game, 6 o'clock on Friday night, right back here at Houston. Now let's check the starting lineup. First up with visitors on the school board, the number 4 seed, Licking Wildcats, and the number 5, a senior, Carter Sullen. Number 1, a junior, Carson Walker. Number 24, Roston Stockard. Number 25, Kanan Buckner. And number 35, the big man in little, Jordan Ritz, a 6'4 senior. And he'll have his hands full tonight with these big Thayer Bobcats. And for your hometown Bobcat, wearing the white uniform, trimmed in the black and green tonight, it'll be the all-senior lineup. Well, 4 seniors and a junior in the starting lineup. How about Easton Pitts, the senior at the point? Devin Harrington, who plays all over the floor. Brandon French down low. Hollis Deckard out at the guard. And big Cooper Clark wearing number 50 in little for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat Boosters, including Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. Had some Big D's ribs just the other day. Man, they were fantastic. That potato salad they make is wonderful. I saw Big D earlier today. In fact, here he's at the game tonight. I told him that. All right, American Family Insurance, agent Jesse Tucker in West Point. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Point. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin and Thayer and Alton. The State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. And Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. Just some of your Thayer Bobcat Booster. Again, the winner tonight moves on to the championship game on Friday night. And the girls' tournament, by the way, is being held Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So we'll be at Kabul. Again, that tournament is at Kabul. And we'll have the semifinal game between the Thayer Lady Bobcats and their opponent, I believe the Willow Springs Lady Bears, tomorrow night. 5:30 for the start. That one on the girls' side in the pit at Kabul High School. All right, both teams have taken the floor. It'll be Devin Harrington jumping up for the Thayer Bobcats and Jordan Ritz, the big senior, for the Licking Wildcats. Licking wearing that familiar black with the orange and white trim. And we are set to go. Chris Harris, head coach of the Licking Wildcats, of course, Matt Pitts and Zach Steed for the Thayer Bobcats. And the tip is up into the backcourt and is run down by the Licking Wildcats. That one kind of got away from Harrington that time. He won the tip, but he tipped it where there weren't any Bobcats. Thayer opens up here in a 1-3-1 zone. Licking going to work the ball around the perimeter. They've got it out top. Number 5 there, Sullins with it. And boy, is he a good player. They get over on the right side for Stockard. Stockard, their scorer. Hagan Flat put some points on the board. I'll go back to the right wing. Down in the corner goes Sullins. Has the ball poked away by Easton Pitts, but he gathers it back, throws it back out front. Again, Thayer playing that 1-3-1 matchup. Ball goes to the left side. With it there is Stockard. And back out top now to Buckner. Buckner will swing it on the right side to Sullins. Licking being very patient here. Points going to be at a premium. They've got it out top. Go inside to Ritz. Ritz making a move. And good defensive play, and he's called for a travel. Ritz called for a travel, and he took the ball. Bobcats jumped him with a double team, and he shuffled his feet as he made the catch. There, Bobcats will bring it the other way. 1 minute gone by here in the district semifinal game. No score. First time Thayer's had the ball. They get it to the high post to Cooper Clark. Looking inside, nobody open. And now they do dump it inside to Harrington. Devin makes the move, gives it in the corner to Deckard. Deckard takes the three, and now gives to Brandon Prince. Prince trying to bounce it inside to Clark, and he goes off the feet of Licking out of bounds. Or if he would have got that pass in there, Clark had inside position for an easy layup. But ball got kicked by the defense, goes out of bounds. It'll be fair ball. They'll inbound under the bucket to the right side of the glass. They like to throw the alley-oop to Harrington in this bigger position. They don't. They lob it out front for Clark. Clark now to Pitts in the lane. Easton turns to his left, shoots and scores the 8-footer. Easton Pitts first on the board here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Lead it 2-0. Minute and a half gone by here in the first quarter. Licking walking the ball up the floor. They get it to Sullins. Sullins now on the right side to Stockard. Stockard out top to Walker. He'll swing it around the horn. Got it back to Sullins. Trying to drive the baseline pass deflected by Cooper Clark. Picked up by Easton Pitts. Bobcats running up the right sideline. Pitts down to the baseline. Trying to lob it inside. Ball's deflected. Picked up by Licking. Wildcats on the way. All the way to the bucket goes. Sullins shot no good. Rebound comes off to Cooper Clark for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer pushes up the floor. Easton Pitts to the top of the key. Pulls it up there. He'll start the offense. Wings it over to Deckard. Now Harrington out around the three-point line on the left. Out to Deckard. Bounces one into the free-throw circle. Gives it to Brandon Prince. Elevates for the 12-footer. It's good! Brandon Prince with nice aggressive moves. Little fadeaway 12-foot jumper. And if he hits that, these Thayer Bobcats get really hard to beat. Thayer up 4-0 early. Licking with the ball up the left side. Those Sullins take it to the wing and now swings it back out front and around the horn to Walker. Walker, so dribble drive. Bobcats cut him off. He'll swing it out to Stockard. Stockard back to Walker and now Sullins. Handling out front. Thayer again kind of modifying 1-3-1 a little bit, maybe more of a 2-3 at this point. They'll play them both in the zone. And Bobcats have been playing some man-to-man recently. Here's ball down to Ritz on the baseline for Licking. They continue to patiently hold for a good shot. So a penetration. Now a dish into the paint. Ball is deflected and will be there. Bobcat ball. They're going to call it a kick ball. Now that was the wrong call. Now the official changes it. Yeah, that's the right call. Ball was kicked by the defense. So Licking will inbound down under the bucket. They have to bring it way out front for Stockard. He'll take it to the wing, hand it off for Walker. Walker to the top of the key, a left-hand dribble, swings it over on the left for Sullins. Sullins back out top. We'll give it up to Stockard. Stockard out top now to Buckner. Buckner wanting to take a shot. And Cooper Clark is right there on him. He'll swing it to the high post to Rich, and back outside it goes for Sullins. He'll swing it around to the left side to Stockard. Stockard. Back up top and around to the right side wing. Now let's bounce it to Ritz in the corner. Ritz passes it back out to the hot post for Buckner. Buckner couldn't find a shot. Dribbles across the top of the lane. Tries to pass it. It's deflected. Picked up by the Licking Wildcat. Licking with it. Out on top is Stocker. Moves off the screen. Fires a long three-point shot. It's up off the rim. No good. Rebound. Easton Fitz for the Thayer Bobcat. Dribbles out of a double team. And now swings it over to Harrington. Bobcats have got a 4-on-3 opportunity. He gives the ball up to Deckard. Deckard for three in the corner. It's good. Hollis Deckard hits one from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthy Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. That makes it a 7-0 ball game. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. So far, Licking has managed one shot. Here's a steal by Cooper Clark for Thayer. Gives it over to Pitts. He's going to bring the ball into the front court. Little crossover dribble, penetrates, couldn't find a shot. Now bounces it inside to Cooper Clark. Cook backing down, Rich turns, shoots off the window, no good. Rebound tipped up and around. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Licking Wildcats. That'll be on number. Oh, they called on Devin Harrington. They called Harrington going over the back. Well, I don't know about that. Harrington called the foul, will be his first of the night, first team foul. And Easton Fitz, one of the Bobcats. Captains talking to the officials say, how was that a foul? I'm wondering the same thing. Anyway, 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Thayer pitching a shutout so far, 7-0, Licking with the ball. Out on top is Walker, the junior. Loses a dribble in the corner. Easton Pitts jumps down on him. He lobs it into Ritz. Ritz kicks it back outside. Three ball is all the way, and it's good. Number 5, Carter Sullins hits a 3 for Licking. Puts the Wildcats on board. It's now 7-3. Thayer with the ball. On the left side of the floor is Prince. He'll dribble out to the top of the key. Give it up to Deckard. Thought about taking another three. Nope. Goes to Harrington. Harrington pulls up. 17-footer. Off the rim. No good. Ritz with a rebound. And Licking with a chance to get back in the game. Well, really not out of it at 7-3. But to really get close here, we're down under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Licking just continuing to pass it around and around and around. Here's another three out of the corner. That's an air ball. Rebounded by the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Pitts off on the run. Going right down the middle of the lane, lays it up off the glass. No. Rebound, Harrington again, and puts it back up on the end. Devin Harrington now with two. Thayer leads it 9-3. Harrington, good offensive board, trailing the foot. Licking with it again, working around the perimeter. They'll set it up with Stockard out between the circles. Cleans it to the right. Down on the corner, it goes to Buckner. Long three-point shot is good. Cannon Buckner with a three. Second made three-pointer of the night for Licking. All of their points have come from outside the three-point line. And Bobcats with the ball on the offensive end. They'll give it to Prince. Prince swings it around to Deckard. Deckard thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Gives it out front to Pitt. He'll fire from 20 feet. It's no good. Rebound to the Licking Wildcats. Wildcats with a chance now to get tied if somebody hits another three. Sullins and Buckner have each hit threes here in the first quarter. The only 6 points for Licking. They swing the ball around in the left corner for Sullins. Sullins picks up his dribble again against the Walker. Now to Buckner. Buckner traveled with the basketball. Yeah, and that might be a bad call there. His front foot slipped, but I didn't think he ever picked up the pivot step. Anyway, substitution for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White checked into the game. Also, Cordell Washington will check in. Hollis Deckard and Cooper Clark are out. Thayer Bobcats have gone seven deep on the bench already. Easton Pitts with it out top. Minute 30 to go. Pitts penetrates down wide. Gives to Riley White. Riley into the lane. Elevates for the shot. No good. Rebound tipped up and around. Battle for it. And Walker comes out there with it for Lincoln. Going all the way down the floor. Shoots the layup. No good. Rebound. Harrington. Little crossover dribble. Got the ball up the floor to Prince. Prince moving down to the baseline. Pulls up with a shot. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. It was Buckner trying to draw the charge. But Prince does a nice job of turning his body sideways and avoiding the contact. And Brandon Prince will go to the free throw line and shoot free throws for the Thayer Bobcats. And the foul was on number 25, Buckner, his first of the game, first team foul on Licking. And the first free throw for Brandon Prince is good. Prince now with 3 points in the first quarter. And a substitution for Licking as number 25, Buckner, checks out of the game. Checking in is number 3, Benton Corbett. And a second free throw, no good for Prince. And the rebound taken by Licking. Here comes Corbett up the floor, number 3. Takes it to the right side, hands it there to to Stockard. He faked the 3 from about 30 feet away. He gives the ball up now for Sullins. Sullins will swing it on the left side. Out of there to Stockard. Stockard takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Now feeds it over to Corley. Corley into the lane. Slashes. Shot blocked out of bounds by Devin Harrington. Boy, he gets up high. That ball has gone over the defender's head. Harrington was the second guy out, and he just swatted it out of bounds. Flicking it inbound down under the bucket. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. They try to bounce it off Harrington's back, and he says, I'll have none of that. And ball loose on the floor again. And finally, we get a whistle and a hell ball call. Licking fans on their feet. They wanted a foul on Harrington as they were going after the loose ball. And the hell ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cordell Washington will inbound it to Easton Pitts in the backcourt. Bobcats probably hold for the final shot of the quarter. They lead it by 4, 10-6. Licking has completely taken the air out of the ball here tonight. And that's a good strategy. Pitts with the ball for Thayer on the right side. Swings it over to Prince. Prince dribbles one time. Gives it back to Easton with 19. Pitts making a move against the defender. Handles the ball out top. Now gives it to Prince. Prince on the wing. Brings out to Harrington near midcourt. 9 seconds on the play clock. From the game clock. Here's Pitts. Ducks under the defense. Shoots. No. Riley White down the rebound. They got to call him for a foul. Will be a push on Riley White. Went over the back of the defender. For the rebound, with 3 seconds left, Licking will inbound the ball. They're going to apply a little bit of backcourt pressure here. I want to let Licking get one away. Here's a long shot, no chance. And that's the end of our first quarter play. Our score is 10-6. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Licking Wildcats. We'll take a timeout back with quarter number 2 in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And we're back at the Houston High School, the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament, semifinal in the men's division. Thayer Bobcats, the number 1 seed, have a lead 10-6 at the end of one quarter over the Licking Wildcats. Wildcats will open up the second quarter with the ball. They get it to Sullen. Sullen working out top. Now gives it to Corley. Corley will get back over to Sullen. Going behind-the-back dribble. Goes through the free throw circle. And gives it up to Walker. Walker down the corner out of Corley. Corley trying to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. Here's the pass inside and back out to Corley. Gets to the elbow. Little crossover dribble. Little step back three, and it's good! Benton Corley. And all three of the baskets scored by Licking tonight have been three-pointers. And that makes it a 10-9 ball game. They are about to get to the ball. Easton Pitts will give it out to Riley White. Riley through the free throw circle. Is it over to Prince? And now to Pitts. Easton penetrates near the lane. Little fadeaway jumper is up and good. Easton Pitts, what a little 10-foot fadeaway. He is deadly. He's got 4 points in the game. Thayer back up by three. Licking with a chance to tie. If they can get another one fired up from the three-point line. They get it in the right side to Walker. Walker brings it back out top. Now a little crossover dribble. Penetrates into Wayne. Shoots no good. Riley White with a rebound. To Pitts. Now got it to Prince. Prince driving to the hole. Shot is up. No, but we get a blocking foul. Going to be called on Licking. And Brandon Prince will go back to the free throw line and shoot two free throws. Harrington had that rebound and was going to stick it home. And the foul was on number 24. That is Rustin Stockard. Will be his first of the game. And the first team foul against Licking here in the second quarter. Both teams getting ready to make substitutions after this first free throw, and Prince missed it. Free throw is no good. Thayer getting Cooper Clark and Hollis Deckard back in the game. Riley White, Cordell Washington go to the bench. And big number 35 checks back in. That is Ritz, Jordan Ritz for Licking. And second free throw is up and no good by Prince. He misses them both. Now 1-for-4 from charity strike. There's a long pass to Licking. Got up to Walker in the corner. Didn't take the three. Pitt brings the ball out to the wing on the dribble. And they'll give it up at the top of the key for Sullivan. Look at this. Wing it does to Walker. Walker gets away from the defense. Long shot is all the way. And it's good. Another three. That was Buckner. Buckner's hit two threes. We're tied at 12 with 6:19 to go in the first half. Mayor Bobcats getting a challenge here from the top for the number 4 seed, Licking Wildcats. Bobcats get the ball to Harrington. Harrington now to Prince. Prince, jump pass in the corner for Pitts for three. It's good. Easton Pitts hit one from downtown. That three-pointer brought to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats back up by three. Licking breaks a little bit of backcourt pressure by Thayer. Got it up to Sullen. Sullen will pass it to Ritz at the elbow. Shot is up. Oh, and he banks it in. Ritz banks it in. And that is the first shot that was not a three-pointer made by Licking in the ballgame here tonight. Makes it a 15-14 ballgame. Thayer with the lead. Thayer with the ball. Harrington dumps it down inside to Cooper Clark for the lay-in. Nice penetration and dish by the big man. Harrington for Thayer. Licking again comes against a little bit of backcourt pressure by Hollis Deckard and Easton Pitts. They get across the timeline and settle into the offense. Thayer up three. Licking with the ball. Here's a pass. Going to be deflected. Now stolen by Harrington. Look out, boys and girls. A jam sandwich for the folks at Houston High School. Dr. Duncan Stein kicks it home. Second bucket of the night for Dev. Licking again. Got the ball down to Sullen. Sullen in the corner. Brings it out to the wing on the dribble. Feeds to Walker. Walker, the junior, will hold it there. Now puts it on the floor. Goes to the left side wing. To Ritz. Ritz back out to Sullen. He moves off the screen. Going to fire a long three, and if no good, rebound taken by Cooper Clark for Thayer. Gives it out to Easton Pitts. Easton pushes it ahead to Prince up the left side. Now to Deckard Hollis in the corner. Fakes the three, looking to penetrate. Dumps it off to Cooper Clark for the lay-in. Great ball movement and unselfish play there by the Thayer Bobcats, and the lead is now 7-21-14. Licking with the ball. Walker gets it across the timeline against minimal pressure by the Bobcats in the backcourt. Walker takes it up to the left side, all the way to the baseline, and lost it on the dribble out of bounds. But it goes off the hands of Cooper Clark, and it'll be Licking basketball. And now substitution for the Wildcats, Walker. Number 1, Carson Walker will check out of the game, checking in again. Number 3, Benton Corley. And Licking will inbound. They get into Ritz in the paint. Now to Corley. Corley going to the hole hard. Shot challenged by Harrington. It's no good. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Prince looking to go to the hole. Off the break. Lobs it up. No good. Rebound to Licking. They get it out to Sullen. Sullen on the drive. He's going to get fouled as he goes to the bucket. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Easton Pitts. That'll be number one on Easton tonight. And to the free throw line, number 24, Rustin Stockard, to shoot for the Licking Wildcats. Licking hasn't scored in a while. We're down to 3:59 to play in the first half. Bayer leads it by 7, 21-14. And the first free throw is up by Stockard. First bucket of the night for Rustin Stockard of the Licking Wildcats. He will shoot another. And it is good. Nothing but net on the free throw for Stockard. And Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball, bring it up the floor with 3:58 to go in the first half. Bobcats leading by 5. Here's Pitts looking to penetrate into the lane. And Holt trying to dump it down to Cooper Clark, and ball goes out of bounds. Cook and Easton weren't on the same page there. Easton with a penetration and dish, and Cooper didn't anticipate it coming. They come Licking with the ball. They try to get it down. They do get it down inside. Shot is up and good for Corley. Corley's off the bench with 5 points for the Licking Wildcats. Thayer with the ball on the offensive end. Harrington with it out front to Prince. Now to Pitts. Easton to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. Bingo. Easton Pitts having a night. He's got 9 already, and he steals the inbound pass. Pitts going into the lane. Going to get fouled as he goes around the defender. Foul's going to be on number 3. That is Corley. That'll be his first. And that is team foul number 2. Team foul number 2 in the quarter against Licking. 3:23 to go. Bobcats lob the ball in to Cooper Clark. Cook handles it in the free throw circle. Now gives Easton Pitts. Easton, a little step back 3, is up, and he gets fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot 3 free throws. Foul's going to be on number 5, Carter Sullins, who turned to box him out, got the body into him. And Easton Pitts, who is a good free throw shooter, will go to the line trying to add to the 5-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Pitts has scored 9 points and leads all scorers in the game. First free throw was up and good. So Easton, first man in double figures tonight. He's got 10. I want to say thanks to all your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs, Toyota of West Plains, and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry and Sales. Second free throw is no good for Easton Pitts. Now 1 for 2 from the line. And we'll shoot a third one with 3:16 to go, trying to make it a 7-point advantage. And the free throw is up. This one's good. So Pitts hits 2 out of 3. He's got 11 points. And Thayer again, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Buckner's got it for Licking, gets it up to the middle of the floor. And, oh, that was almost a backcourt violation. Was close. Rustin Stockard's got it. Now ball stolen by Easton Pitts. Gets loose on the floor. Scramble after it. And Licking has come up with it all the way in the bucket. They go shot. No good. Rebound. Back up and in by Corley. Corley's come in and been a spark for the Licking Wildcats. Pitts knocked that ball away. But then Licking came out there with a loose ball and had a man wide open under the bucket. It was Corley for the play. Wildcats with the ball. They'll bounce it down inside to Harrington. Back outside to Clark. And now Pitt moving off the screen out top. To back it out, Thayer will reset the offense. Ball goes left side now to Hollis Deckard. Fake the 3, drive to the baseline all the way across, and is going to get fouled as he makes the move. Foul will be on number 3, Corley. That'll be his second of the game. And the 14th foul now on Licking in the first half. So Thayer will start shooting the bonus on the next foul by Licking. I guess we'll lob it in to Cooper Clark out top, and he's fouled by Ritz immediately. Yep. Ritz was behind him, and he reached over across the top of Coop's shoulder and fouled him. So now Cooper Clark going to the line will shoot 2. Thayer Bobcats are into the bonus with a 5-point lead here, 2:28 to go in the first half. And the first free throw for Clark is no good. Bobcats having trouble making free throws. Wow. Normally a very good free throw shooting team, but they have not shot it well from the line tonight. Second one by Clark. This one's good. Coop's got 5 points in the first half, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 6, 26-20 with 2:20 to go in the first half. Licking gets the ball inside to Sullins. He dribbles out to the corner, gives it there to Corley. Corley hands it off to Stockard. He'll take it to the right side. They're running a little weave out top. Working against the 1-3-1, and here's a foul. Going to be called on Hollis Deckard. He reached around, tried to poke the ball away from Sullins, I believe it was. And he's called for the foul. Cooper Clark called, Hollis Deckard called for his first of the night, second team foul against the Thayer Bobcats in this quarter. And substitutions, Deckard and Clark leave the floor for Thayer. Cordell Washington and Riley White back in for the Bobcats. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Licking with the ball, non-shooting foul. Wildcats will inbound. They get it over to Sullins, Carter Sullins. He'll feed it to the right side. And that is Buckner. Buckner did a pair of threes. Can't get close to the three-point line here. And they go back to Corley. Corley, ooh, lost the handle. Ball almost went in the backcourt. He gathers it in and gives it up for Sullins. Sullins to the right, now to the left. He gives it back to Corley. Corley looking to penetrate. Falls down and got the ball out to Ritz. Ritz out top to Buckner. Buckner will back it out with a minute 31 to go. Licking in no hurry to try and score here. Down by six as we approach the intermission. Buckner with it on the right side. And threw it right through the legs of Stockard and out of bounds. Ralston Stockard was standing there waiting for the pass, and it went right through his legs and out of bounds. So Thayer gets the ball back with a minute 20 to go in the first half, leading by six. The bucket would give them their biggest lead of the night. They've never led by more than seven. And Bobcats run it to the right side. Easton Pitts has got it on the wing, moves off the screen, dumps it off to Harrington. Harrington, a little fake, drives inside, and travel with the basketball. They did. Started to make a pass, and he shuffled his feet. And travel with the ball. So Licking gets it back with a minute six to go in the first half. There's a substitution. Buckner will check out of the game. Number one, Carson Walker, check back in. They get the ball up the floor to Sullins. Sullins takes it up the left side, trying to get to the baseline. Riley White cuts him off, tries to throw it inside, and it's stolen by Harrington. They give it off to Easton Pitts with 52 seconds to go in the half. Thayer probably holds for the final shot of the second period here. Pitts walks it across the timeline with 44 seconds to go in the half. Bobcats is taking their time here, not even looking for a shot yet. They're swinging the right side to Cordell Washington on the wing. Cordell kicks it out across court to Pitts. And now Harrington, now Riley White at the high post. Hands it to Washington, who goes to the bucket and lays it in. Cordell Washington with a beautiful move on the reverse layup. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 8, 28-20, Licking with the ball. 17 seconds to go. Walker gets it all the way down to the baseline, kicks it out, and the ball stolen by Easton Pitts. Easton's got Harrington out in front for the alley-oop and the jam. Dr. Duncanstein with his second of the night. Here comes Licking the other way, trying to get to a shot before the half expires. It's up, no good. Rebounded by Thayer. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Thayer leads the Licking Wildcats 30-20. We'll take a timeout, back with your halftime report. Of course, our halftime brought to you by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Well, we're halfway through the district semifinal matchup between the top-seeded Thayer Bobcat and the number 4 seed Licking Wildcats. And Thayer gets the better of it in the first half. They outscored Licking 30-20 in the half. Thayer led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored them 20-14 in the second quarter. And the Bobcats have the 10-point lead here at the intermission. 30-20 is the score. You might think, boy, not a lot of scoring in that one. Well, Licking has just hung on to the ball. It was obvious from the first time they had it, their strategy was going to be to shorten this game and not get into a run-and-gun affair with these Thayer Bobcats, and that is solid strategy, folks, very solid strategy. The thing is, Bobcats are pretty good in the half-court defense, and they're pretty good in playing a half-court offense as well. Again, Thayer scoring 10 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second, led by Easton Pitts, the senior guard, has 11 in the first half. Again, Thayer leads it 30-20. We're at the intermission. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance Agent Roger Foley and Affiliate Agent Capri Bristow.
We're back at the Houston High School. It's halftime. Hope you're enjoying our Community First Banking Company halftime report. The Thayer Bobcats with a 10-point lead at the half over the Licking Wildcats. 30-20 is your score. I take a look at the scoring. First up for the Licking Wildcats, they've had five players score in the game. They're led by Benton Corley, who has come off the bench and scored seven. Kanan Buckner was 6 points tonight on 2 3-pointers. Carter Sullins, 3 points in the first half, a 3-pointer. Roston Stockard has hit 1 free throw. Jordan Rich with 2 points on the night for Lickett. For the Thayer Bobcats, are led by the senior guard, Easton Pitts. He's got 11. 6 for Devin Harrington tonight. 5 for Cooper Clark in the middle. Brandon Prince with 3. Hollis Deckard hit a 3. Only 2 made 3-pointers by the Thayer Bobcats in the first half. By the way, Hollis Deckard with 1. And Easton Pitts with 1. And Cordell Washington off the Bobcat bench with 2 points in tonight's game. Again, Thayer leads it 30-20 at the half. Of course, the winner of our game here tonight will move into the district championship game Friday at 6 o'clock right here at the Houston High School. And they will play the winner of the nightcap tonight between the number 2 seed Willow Springs Bears and the number 3 seeded Liberty Eagles out of Mountain View Birch Street. Thayer Bobcats have made their way back out on the court, getting ready for the second half. We will step away. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now back here at the Houston High School gym, getting ready for the second half of our contest. If you joined us late, Thayer Bobcats have got the lead at the half over the Licking Wildcats, scored 30-20. Bobcats led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter as Licking just took the air completely out of the ball. Now they've been passing around for a minute and a half before they put a shot up. Thayer has got a really high percentage of points when they've had the ball, but the thing is Licking just hasn't allowed them to have a whole lot of touches. Thayer Bobcats did get a couple of steals, and, of course, that has given them a bit of an advantage. But Licking has not scored every time they've had the ball on the offensive end. Thayer has scored just about every time they've had it on the offensive end. All right, 30-20 to score. I want to say thanks again to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Missouri, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen the owner, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Services Thayer, and Harp Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Let's add in the Thayer Walmart store and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture. Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. All right, Thayer Bobcats will have the ball to start the second half. Looks like the same lineup has started the ball game. Pitt, Harrington, Prince, Deckard, and Clark. And for the Licking Wildcats, looks like the same lineup that started the ballgame. It'll be Sullen, Stockard, Buckner, and Ritz, and Walker. Thayer with it, off the inbound, goes to the left side for Hollis Deckard. He holds it out on the wing. Goes high post now for Cooper Clark, holds it high above his head, looking for the outlet, and got it out to Easton Pitts. Easton drives down to the baseline, little fadeaway 15-footer, rattles in and out, no good. An offensive foul on the rebound on Devin Harrington. Buckner got good inside position. And Harrington's about a foot taller, but he still can't lean on the guy's back. So that's foul number two on Devin Harrington tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. First player for Thayer with two. Stockard's got two in the first half. Well, Stockard and Corley both with two for Licking. So Licking comes with a basketball down by 10. Chance to cut into that lead here early in the third quarter. They got on the left side, Walker. Dribbles once, twice, and feeds it out top for Sullen. Sullen goes to the high post to Buckner. Buckner kicks it back out to Stockard. Stockard will swing it around the horn to Walker. Going high pitch now to Ritz. Ritz, a big 6'4 kid. He is a load, too. Big kid. Here, oh, and Licking going to throw the ball away into the backcourt. And, yep, officials saying, did Thayer touch it? No, they did not. So Licking will turn it over with 7:09 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to add to their 10-point lead here. did not score last time they had it after I bragged about how many times that they've been scoring when they've had the ball. And here's the pitch going to the right side. Takes it. Oh, and it carried the basketball. Easton called for a carry as he made a move around the screen out there. So Thayer with an uncharacteristic turnover. And 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Neither team has scored in the opening minute of the third. Licking with it. In fact, both teams have turned it over already in this quarter. Licking with the ball out front. That is Stockard. Brings it down in the corner for Sullins. Sullins back out top to Buckner. Buckner, left side. Shot is up. Blocked by Clark. Loose ball picked out by Cooper Clark for Thayer. And still has it in the backcourt. Feeds it up the floor. Now got it to Brandon Prince. Prince weaves his way toward the bucket. Finger rolls over the front. No. Rebound. Cooper Clark goes back up. Couldn't score. And a rebounding foul to be called on Brandon Prince on the return. So Prince picks up a foul, and that's two quick fouls in this third quarter against the Thayer Bobcats. Or Thayer had all kinds of opportunity to score there. So both teams open up the second half ice cold. I say ice cold. Licking has not attempted a shot yet. We're almost 2 minutes into the third quarter. They've turned it over both times they've had it. They've got it now. Walker with it out front. Bobcats have gone a little man-to-man defense here. That kind of looks like it. Now he gives to Ritz. Ritz at the elbow. Looking for an outlet. Got it to Buckner. A step of three. It's no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball as the shot didn't draw iron for Buckner. Kanan Buckner has hit two threes tonight. Misfired on that one. Thayer Bobcats will bring it the other way with 5:57 to go in the third quarter. Neither team has scored. It's still 30-20. Bobcats with it. Easton pitch. Takes it to the right side, gets to Harrington, circles out top. Now to Brandon Prince. Prince back to Pitts. Pitts with a penetration. Couldn't find a shot. Kicks it out to Deckard. Deckard at the elbow. That gives it up to Cooper Clark down along the baseline. Coop powers his way down inside. So fadeaway shot is up and no good. The rebound taken by Stockard for Licking. Licking wild chance. Wildcats with a chance here to get back to within single digits. And almost ball stolen by Clark. Picked up by Licking. They'll get it down inside for Buckner. Buckner kicks it back out to the three-point line. Shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Brandon Prince for the Thayer Bobcats. Pounded in the backcourt and gives it up to Easton Pitts. Easton, long pass up the court, is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Licking Wildcats. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball, though, inbound on the baseline, out about halfway between the corner and the basket. Hollis Deckard will trigger it. And bounces it in just outside the lane to Harrington. He kicks it back out top for Pitts. Easton with a penetration back to Harrington. Thought about taking the three, didn't. Now gives it back out to Pitts. Easton back it out near midcourt. Bobcat will reset. Thayer into the lane goes Pitts. Little jump. He shoots, he scores, and he's fouled. Easton Pitts will go to the line and shoot one time. Easton breaks the ice here in the third quarter. It took a little over 3 minutes for the Bobcats to get their first bucket of the third quarter. Thayer leads it now 32-20. And Pitts trying to make it a 13-point advantage at the free throw line. Foul, by the way, was on number one, Carson Walker, his first. And the free throw rattles in and out, no good. Bobcats were 4-for-9 from the free throw line in the first half. That makes them now 4-for-10. They're a much better free throw shooting team than that. Here's Licking with the ball. Got it down inside. Ritz up on the shot. Blocked by Harrington. Got it out to Pitts. Easton races up the floor to Harrington. Steps into a three. Off the rim. No good, but he's fouled on the play. If he fouled, it was Pitts fouled. Going to be after the shot. Foul called against Walker. Number one. That'll be his second here in the quarter. Substitution for Licking if Walker comes out. And it'll be Corley checking in. I think the foul was on Walker guarding Pitts. Easton was on the ground out there around the sideline. Here's Pitts off a screen, shoots a three, and it's good! Easton Pitts lighting it up tonight. He's got 16 already in the game, and Thayer leads it by 15. And here's a whistle and a timeout call by the Licking Wildcats. They don't want this game to get any further away. Thayer leads it 35-20 with 4:13 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back to Houston in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
We're back here at the Houston High School gym, side of the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. Semi-final action tonight. First game, Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Licking Wildcats. Score right now 35-20. And second game of the night ought to be a dandy. The Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles will take on the number 2 seed, Willow Springs Bears. Liberty the number 3 seed, so that is a great matchup. Always is in the district tournament, the 2-3 matchup. And, of course, the winner is all going to meet right back here again on Friday for the championship game. 6 o'clock on Friday evening here at the Houston High School gym. All right, Licking with the basketball as they call a quick timeout there to try to stop the bleeding. Thayer on a 5-0 run to open the third quarter to lead it by 15 now. Licking trying to stop the bleeding. Licking with the ball. They get it out top to Corley. Corley will hand off to Stockard. Stockard draws a double team. Gets away from it. Gives the ball to Buckner. Buckner brings it on the left side wing to Sullins brings out to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Out between the circle, brings it right side to Corley. Corley, a little crossover dribble, bounces it down inside to Rich. Rich back outside for Buckner. Buckner down the lane, kicks it back outside. And shot finally up. No, we get a whistle and we're going to get a hand check called on the Thayer Bobcat. A hand check going to be called on Easton Pitts. That'll be foul number 2 on Easton. So Pitts, Harrington, each have 2 for Thayer. Nobody else was more than 1. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Licking still has not scored in this quarter. Bobcat defense has been pretty stinking good. There goes. Well, we got a whistle. We got a foul now down on the baseline. Brandon Prince is going to be called for a foul. As number 5, Carter Sullins tried to go down the baseline. Brandon tried to cut him off. Going to be called for the push. Foul number 2 on Brandon. And Licking will inbound the ball. Got it into Corley. Look out, he'll shoot it from there. He did earlier and he made one. Now here to give the Buckner for 3. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Easton Pitts down. Rebound for the Thayer Bobcat. Bobcat's on a semi-break. Got up to Hollis Deckard. Deckard now to Pitts. Shoots a 3. Bingo! Easton Pitts nails another one. 19 in the game for Easton. That's another 3-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats have outscored Licking 8-0 in this quarter. Down to 3 minutes remaining in the period. Licking will get it out front to Corley. Corley gives off to Stockard. Stockard working against Brandon Prince. Takes him to the elbow. Stops in the lane. Little turnaround jumper is short. An air ball will go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. The chance to run the lead to 20. 38-20 our score. Thayer Bobcat dominating this one here tonight at Houston. Low scoring game. As Licking has been content all night long just to pass it. And here's Thayer with it. They get it out top for Brandon Prince. Prince slides it down to Cooper Clark. Cook takes a handoff to Deckard, now gives it back out to Prince. Prince will back it out on top to Harrington for Thayer. Harrington over to Pitts. Easton out near the midcourt line. We'll settle in, restart the offense with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with it. Looking down low, got the pitch. He'll fire another 3 from straight on. No good. Rebounded by Stockard for Licking. And here come the Wildcats. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads at 38-20. Licking has not scored in the third period. Walker handles the ball out front. Now shoots a long 3, and it's good. Or excuse me, that was Sullins, number 5. His second made bucket of the night. Both of them have been 3-pointers. Thayer with it now. Here's Harrington. Gives off to Prince. Prince, kind of power into the lane. Dumps it down low. Now to Harrington for the jam. Dr. Duncanstein serving up another jam sandwich here at the Houston High School gym. Thayer leads it by 17, 40-23. Licking with it out top. Stockard. Way out 30 feet from the bucket. Now going to let one fly from way outside. It's good. Austin Stockard with his first field goal of the game. It's a 3, and Licking, all 6 of their points in this quarter have come by the 3 ball. Here, Bobcats with the ball. Easton Pitt. Get out to Harrington. Harrington will go to Prince. Prince now down low for Cooper Clark. Clark out front to Prince. Prince spins. Oh, lost the handle on the ball. Picked up by Stockard. There come the Licking Bobcats. Can't get back within 15. Buckner's got it in the corner. Leads it out top to Corley. Corley looking to penetrate. Lobs it over to Rich. He puts it up. No good. Rebound, Devin Harrington. And the Fair Bobcats got the ball back with a 17 or 16 point lead. Here's Harrington with a pass deflected. Back to Harrington, who flies for another jam. 10 points now for Harrington. 8 of them have come on the dunk. Devin Harrington serving up the jam sandwiches. The Fair Bobcats lead it 42-26 and Licking wants a timeout with 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll take timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Now we're back at the Houston High School as we continue here. 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fair Bobcats have opened up a 16-point lead, 42-26. Licking has only scored 6 points in the third quarter. Now they'll have the ball here after the timeout, but not much scoring for Licking Wildcats here tonight. Only 26 points. Remember, they average 68 points a game. Fair Bobcats have held them well below their average. Inbound the ball. Got it down inside for Walker. He puts up a little jumper. It's good. Carson Walker hits one off the baseline. First bucket of the game for him. And back to a 14-point ball game, 42-28. Thayer obviously going to hold for the final shot here. Easton Pitts with a one-on-one move. Gives it down the corner to Harrington for three. It's good. Devin Harrington from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And at the end, the three quarters of play, Fayette Bobcats up by 17, 45, 28. We'll be back in 1 minute with our fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats!
And here we go, down to our fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats open the quarter with a 17-point lead. Licking opens the quarter with the basketball. They've got to get a little bit more urgent on the offensive end than they've been all night. They're down by 17 with only 7.5 minutes left in the game. Licking will get it to the high post to Corley. Corley, we can make a move down the right side of the lane, throws up a running one-hander. It's good. Benton Corley now with 9 points off the bench for Licking, and he leads them in scoring. He's a good young player. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Prince with it. Gives over to Washington. Washington now to Harrington. Thayer running a little weave out top. Back to Pitt. Easton dribbles through traffic in the lane. Backs out. Shoots a three. That one's short. An air ball. Is going to throw a dingle out of bounds. Corley took it for Licking. So Corley with a rebound. Licking with the ball. Down by 15. Trying to cut it to 13 here. Or 12 if somebody hits one from downtown. Out on top. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call. Foul's going to be on Cordell Washington to be called for a push. Trying to fight through the screen. And for Cordell, that'll be foul number one tonight. And Rich will check out the game now for Licking. Looks like he'll be back in. Stockard, who got arrested back in. So Licking now with the starters on the floor, with the exception of Corley's in there in place of Rich. Stockard with the ball on the left side wing, going to pull up the long three. It's off the rim, no good. Long rebound comes right back to him. He'll give it up to Corley. Corley trying to move off the screen out top. And we got a whistle, and what are we going to get? We got a double dribble. Corley got it hung up on his hip, put it back down on the floor, so a double dribble called on Corley. So Licking with the turnover, Thayer with the ball, leading by 15, down to 6:43 to go in the game. Cordell Washington will inbound Easton Pitts. Easton runs away from the defense on the dribble. Stops out between the circles, sets the offense from there, down the right side of the lane, going all the way to the bucket and gets fouled on the drive. See the first foul of the quarter on the Licking Wildcats. Will they call it a shot or not? Well, they're not going to call it a shooting foul. Or are they? Yeah, they are. All right. Carson Walker called the foul. Will be his third of the game. And now they're going to say no shot. So Bobcats will inbound the ball under the bucket. See if they run the alley-oop and the jam for Harrington. Well, they wanted to, but Licking had it sniffed out. They inbound the ball way out front to Riley White. White and Washington in the game for Thayer now, along with Prince, Pitts, and Harrington. Easton slides down to the left wing on the dribble, a little crossover. Got into lane, bounces it down to Harrington. Harrington reverses the layup. No good. Rebound comes out to Corley. Licking with the ball down by 15, 45-30. Way outside, long three-point shot is up, and it's good for number five, Carter Sullivan. His third made three-pointer of the night. He's got 9 points in the game. And Licking with backcourt pressure. Bobcats beat it. Get it to Brandon Prince. Prince all the way to the bucket. Gets foul on the drive. He'll go to the line and get two. That's going to be on Stockard. Ralston Stockard, the back man on that press. And he had to try and stop the big 6'4", Brandon Prince. Had to foul him to get that done. Again, second foul of the night on Stockard, officially. And it'll be Brandon Prince at the line to shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. First free throw is up and no good. Thayer is shooting below 40% as a team from the free throw line tonight. They've only made 1, 2, 3, 4. They have now shot 11. And another one is up and no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and controlled by Corley for Licking. Nice board there for Corley. And here comes Lickett. Buckner with it. Hands it off. Oh, scramble after the loose ball. Still loose and finally picked up by the Licking Wildcat. They get it to Stockard. Stockard trying to figure out what to do with it. Fades over to Walker. Or excuse me, Sullins. Number five, Sullins with it. Out between the circles. Licking with a chance to get back within 10 here with a bucket. And 9 if this goes in. A long three and misses badly. Rebound taken by Easton Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton is going to get fouled in the backcourt. And they try to go around the defense. And I believe they're going to get number three. If they do, that is Corley, called for his third of the game. Non-shooting foul in the backcourt. That is team foul number three on Licking here in the fourth quarter. And again, Licking coming with a full court pressure. Cordell Washington will then bounce it there. Got it to Pitts. Back to Washington. Cordell comes to midcourt. Dribbles through the defense. And has the ball almost stolen away, but it's out of bounds off the hands of Buckner. Thayer now the substitution. Hollis Decker is going to check in. Cordell Washington will come out. So four of the starters on the floor now, plus Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats here down the stretch. 5:17 to go. Thayer leads it by 12. 45-33. Pitt, starts with the timeline. Into the lane. Pulls up. A little short jumper. No good. Rebound Harrington. Couldn't follow. And we're going to get a foul call. And the foul is going to be on the putback by Harrington. He's fouled by Sullins, number five. And Devin Harrington going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcat. First free throw is up and good. Well, Thayer made one. 14 points now for Harrington. He only had 6 in the first half. He's already scored 8 here in the second. We still got 5 minutes to go. Second free throw is up. Took all the rim to get it to go down, but he did. 15 now for Harrington. Pitts leads the way for Thayer with 19. And again, 5 minutes exactly to go in the game. Fair leads it by 47-33. Flicking with it out top. Walker moves toward the lane. Now back-to-back out into the left corner. Hands on the dribble, pulls it up, gives out top to Buckner. Buckner around to Sullins. Sullins looking to penetrate, jumps into the lane, gives it off to Corley. Corley up with a shot, and it's good. Benton Corley off the bench with 11 points for the Licking Wildcats. Corley, a 6-foot junior. Good player. And Bobcats with the ball. Here's Pitts down the right side of the lane. Goes all the way to the rim. Can't score, but he's fouled on the drive. Don't know who they're going to call it on. A couple of different Wildcats were arguing, and it's going to be on number 5, Carter Sullins. Third personal foul on Sullins. And Easton Pitts back to the free throw line. Easton with, well, they have him with 20 on the board. I have him with 19. We'll go with 20 and see what when he misses the free throw. Easton now, what, 2 for 5 from the line. And Thayer's free throw shooting woes continue here at Houston. They'd be up 20 if they made free throw. Another one is up for Pitts. This one is good. 21 for Easton Pitts on the line. Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 48-35. 13-point lead. Licking, backing it out. Now swinging on the left side to Walker. Walker looking for an outlet. Now takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Trying to get inside. Kicks it out to Stockard. Little sidestep and a three. It's good. Stockard with his second three-pointer of the night. And we get a timeout on the floor. Coach Matt Pitts wants to talk to his Bobcats. The lead is now 10 with 4 minutes to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the ETOM Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Well, that's the way it goes when you get district time. Every shot's a little more important. Every game is a little more competitive. And the number 4 seed, Licking Wildcats, who are down by 17 at the end of 3, have cut that lead down to 10. Thayer Bobcats trying to regroup here. Starters all back on the floor with the exception of Riley White in. Thayer having trouble getting the ball in against the press. They do to Easton Pitts. Now Harrington. Harrington back to Pitts. He flies up across the timeline on the dribble drive. Into the lane, pulls up. The shot is short. No good. I think Easton was anticipating some contact that never came. And Licking with the ball down by 10. Somebody hits another three. This game gets really interesting. Licking got the Stockard. Stockard steps inside the defense, shoots another three. That one's off the rim. No good. The rebound goes to Buckner in the corner. To Ritt. Inside now. Shot is up and in to Carter Sullins. Collins with 11. The lead for Thayer is 8. Bobcats break the press. Got up to Brandon Prince. Brandon will give out to Hollis Deckard. Thought about taking the three. Doesn't. Spins away from the defense. Now dribbles toward the lane. Brings it back out front. Easton Pitts. 3:15 remaining in the game. Thayer's lead is down to 8. Bobcats have only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter in 5 minutes of play. Prince with it now. Hands to Harrington. Harrington going to get fouled as he makes the catch. That's going to be on Corley, I believe. That will be number 4 on Corley. It is. Corley, that will be his 4th of the game. And we'll send Devin Harrington to the free throw line. As the Wildcats are over the 5 foul limit, Harrington shooting free throws. First one was up and good. 16 points on the line now for Dev. And he will shoot another 4 dunks in the game tonight for Dr. Duncan Stein. And he hits both free throws. 17 now for Harrington. And substitution for Thayer. Cordell Washington back in the game. Hollis Deckard will check out. They're going to apply a little bit of backcourt pressure here with 3 minutes to go in the game. 50-40. Thayer by 10. Corley takes it. Gives it off now to Sullins. Sullins working to the left side. Gives it up out top to Buckner. Buckner now to Stockard. Stockard elevates for a three. Oh, he passed it instead. Bobcats were there defensively. That was a good job by Cordell Washington. Now Sullins with the ball. Gives it to Corley. Corley down the left side of the lane. Turns, fakes, ducks under defense, shoots, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, and in the basket. Don't know who they're going to give credit, but I believe the ball was off of Harrington. So Licking will get the basket. Thayer now with the ball. Riley White at the high post. Gives it out to Easton Pitt. Down to an eight-point game again. 50-42. Washington with it for Thayer. Gives it to Pitt. Easton challenges the defense in the lane. Now back to that on the dribble. Feeds back out top to Prince and around to Harrington. 2 minutes remain in the game. Pitt handles the ball out near midcourt. Behind the back with the dribble. He's going to get fouled. He was about to get away, and a foul is going to be called on Buckner. Buckner will be called for his second of the night. And going to the free throw line, Easton Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton leads all scorers tonight. He's got 21. Trying to figure out, they gave that last made basket to Corley for Lickett. And the first free throw for Easton Pitts is good. So Bobcats are getting free throws when it counts down the stretch. And now Walker checks back in the game for Licking. Ritz is out, so Licking losing some size. Probably a better three-point shooter. They're going to have to start firing away here. Second free throw for Pitts is good. Easton now with 23 to lead all scorers, and we get a timeout on the floor. Minute 54 to go in the ballgame. 52-42. Thayer leads it by 10. We'll be back to Houston in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And back after time, I want to say thanks to some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight helping to bring you the game. They include Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flats, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer. Licking Bobcats with the ball after the two free throws by Easton Pitts. Put Thayer up by 10, Licking with the basketball. There it goes, all the way into the lane. Shot blocked by Riley White. Walker got in the lane, and Riley White came out of nowhere, blocked the shot. Thayer controls the ball. A minute 38 to go in the game. Pitts in the backcourt, moves off the screen, gets across the timeline. Takes a double team, looking for an outlet, and traveled with the basketball. Yeah, he did. He was looking to get rid of it, and he created what is a cardinal sin. He jumped and didn't know where he was going to throw the ball. Tried to get rid of it before he hit the ground, but he didn't. So Thayer turns it over. It'll be Licking ball when we return after this timeout. Tell you what, let's just stay right here. Down to a minute 29 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats with a 10-point lead, 52-42. And we'll say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game tonight. The Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, branch of the Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, and Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company. Bobcats break the huddle after the timeout. Timeout was called by Licking. By the way, Bobcats have four timeouts remaining. Licking has one. And we're down to crunch time here. 52-42. Thayer leads it by 10. Bobcats have only scored 7 points in the fourth quarter. Licking, on the other hand, has scored 14 to climb back in this game. Remember, Thayer had a 30-20 lead at the half and led 45-28 after three. And Licking has shown a lot of fight here tonight. Of course, it's district tournament time. It's win or go home. Well, you always see great matchups in district semifinals. And, of course, the finals on Friday night. Licking with the ball, got it in the front court. That is number five, Stullins. Goes down to the baseline and throws it. The ball is tipped and goes out of bounds off the Thayer Bobcat. Stullins all the way down the baseline, tried a little hook pass all the way out near midcourt. Thayer tipped it into the backcourt and out of bounds. Sullins gets it off the inbound play, moves to the right side, down to the baseline. He's going to elevate for a shot. Can't. Harrington's right there on him. He kicks it back out front for Walker. Walker gives it in the corner to Sullins. The three ball is up and no good. Harrington down the rebound for Sayer. Bobcats get it out to Pitts. Pitts in the corner, going to have to get rid of it. Does to Cordell Washington. Cordell now takes it up across the timeline and gets fouled in the backcourt by number 24. That is Stockard. That'll be number four on him. And with just under a minute to go in the game, Sayer Bobcats will send Cordell Washington to the line to shoot two free throws. Take free throws here, trying to make it a 11 or 12-point lead. First one is up and good for Cordell. Cordell's given Coach Fitz some good minutes tonight. He scored 3 points with that free throw. Two in the first half, and that was his first one here in the second. And now the free throw is up and bounces high off the rim. No good. Rebound, Corley for Lincoln. Corley runs up the floor, sets and shoots a three. It's no good. Harrington yanks the rebound off the rim and gets fouled immediately. That'll be a foul on Corley, and that will be his fifth of the game. Well, Corley is fouled out with 46 seconds remaining in ballgame. Ritz will check in. Corley will be the get a glad hand. I mentioned Corley is 6 foot junior. He'll be back again next year for the Licking Wildcats. But they do graduate a lot of seniors. Here's Harrington at the free throw line. First one for Deb is good. 18 points in the game now for Devin Harrington. Remember, he only had 6 in the first half. That one is up, and that one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Ritz for Licking. Wildcats with the ball down by 12. Against the Stockard out top. He lets one fly. That one's good! Stockard now with 10 points. He's hit 3 three-pointers and a free throw. And we're going to get a whistle, and we get a timeout. Yeah, timeout on the floor. 33 seconds left in the game. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
We're back to Houston High School. We're down to just under 30 seconds left in the game. Sayer Bobcats with a lead, 54-45, but the way these Licking Wildcats shoot the three ball, man, it's never comfortable. And that's the old equalizer. Sayer Bobcats, by the way, has hit 4 three-pointers in the game. Licking has hit 9. Yep, 27 of their 45 points have come from beyond the three-point arc. Sayer will inbound the ball, have to go the length of the floor here with 33 seconds left. Licking with full court pressure. And Harrington to inbound it for the Sayer, Bobcats. Going to have to hurry now, going to have to hurry. Finally gets it in, Easton Pitts. Pitts is double-teamed. They're going to foul him down there. No, they don't. Harrington's got it. Harrington races up the floor, and he's going to get fouled by Buckner. Number 25, Buckner called for the foul, will be his third of the game. And Devin Harrington back to the free throw line for the Sayer Bobcats. Dev just hit a couple a moment ago. And he will shoot another one here. This one up and good. Devin Harrington with 19 points. And 27 seconds remain. Sayer back up by 11. And make it 12 as Harrington hits them both. But 20 points for Harrington, 23 for Pitts. Licking with the ball. Down under half minute to go. Here's Stockard. Shoots another three, and it's good. Stockard with the three. Sayer will break the full court press. Washington's going to get fouled in the backcourt with 16 seconds left. And it'll be Cordell Washington to the free throw line for the Sayer Bobcats. Foul is on number 24. That is Stockard, his fourth of the game. Washington at the line. Cordell shoots the first one, and it rattles in and out. No good. Cordell with 3 points. He'd like to hit this one, make it 4, and put the Bobcats up by 9 with 16 seconds left. Second free throw is up, and no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Licking got it. It's on the Wildcats. They push it up to Stockard under the bucket, shoots the layup. It's good. Stockard now with 15 in the game, and Bobcats inbound the ball to Devin Harrington, and he gets fouled immediately. Fouls on number one. That is Carson Walker. That'll be his fourth of the game. And Devin Harrington will go to the free throw line on the other end. Devin took a shot in the face, making sure he's okay. He says, yep, give me the ball. 6.9 seconds to go in the contest. Thayer Bobcats free throw shooting woes continue here tonight as Harrington misses the front end. He's shooting two. And this one is up and good. So Harrington now officially with 20 points in the game. And here comes Licking. Stockard going to shoot a long three. That's off the front rim. No good. Rebound volley. Ritz has got it. There's the buzzer. And that's the final. 57-50. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Licking Wildcats. Bobcats improved to 21-4 on the year for the Licking Wildcats. Their season comes to an end in the district semifinals as they drop to 18-8 on the season. Again, Thayer wins it tonight, 57-50. They'll advance to the district championship game Friday night at 6 o'clock against the winner of the upcoming game between Willow Springs and the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and